Lesson 45. The Book of Mormon is a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Easter. Purpose. To teach the children that the Book of Mormon is another scriptural witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Alma chapter 11, verses 40 through 45. Alma chapter 40. And 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 1 through 17. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. A Bible. C. A glove or stocking. D. Pictures 4-49, The Resurrected Jesus Christ. Gospel Art Picture Kit 239, number 62187. And 4-45, Jesus Teaching in the Western Hemisphere. Gospel Art Picture Kit 316, number 62380. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. If no glove or stocking is available, you might use Enrichment Activity 2 as the attention activity. Hold up your hand and explain that it represents the spirit that is inside our bodies. The hand can move. Hold up the glove, stocking, and explain that it represents the physical body. When we are born, the spirit and the body are temporarily joined together, and the spirit gives the body life. The body cannot move by itself, but just like when the glove is placed on the hand, the body becomes alive and can move when the spirit enters it. Put the glove on your hand. We all have a spirit and a body. Explain that when we die, the spirit separates from the body. Remove the glove from your hand. Can a body move or live without the spirit? After we die, is the spirit still alive, and can it move? Move your hand and fingers to illustrate. At the time of the resurrection, the body and spirit are reunited. Place the glove back on your hand. Everyone who lives on the earth will be resurrected after death. Jesus Christ was the only one who could make resurrection possible for us. Adapted from Boyd K. Packer. Ensign, May 1973, pages 51 through 53. What does it mean to be a witness? A witness is a person or thing that gives evidence or testifies of facts. The New Testament in the Bible is a written witness that Jesus Christ was resurrected and brought resurrection to all people. What book is a second written witness of the resurrection? Scripture account. Teach the Book of Mormon accounts from Alma chapter 11, verses 40 through 45, and Alma chapter 40, and 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 1 through 17, about the resurrection. For suggested ways to teach the scripture accounts, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Emphasize that the Book of Mormon is a written witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Use the pictures at appropriate times. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. How did Jesus Christ die? Luke chapter 23, verse 33. 2 Nephi chapter 10, verse 3. Help the children understand that because of His great love for us, Jesus Christ volunteered in pre-mortality to be our Savior. He knew He had to die for Heavenly Father's plan to work for us. What happened to Jesus Christ on the third day after He died? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 10. Where was His spirit for those 3 days? 1 Peter, chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 11, 12, and 18. Where do our spirits go after we die? Alma, chapter 40, verse 12. What does resurrection mean? Alma, chapter 11, verse 43. Alma chapter 40, verse 18. Refer back to the attention activity and explain that resurrection is when the spirit reunites with the body and will never leave the body again. How did the people of Jerusalem know Jesus Christ was resurrected? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 5 through 7. How did the Nephites who lived in America know Jesus Christ was resurrected? 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. When the Nephites first saw Jesus Christ, what did they think he was? 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 8. Why did Jesus want the Nephites to touch the prints of the nails in his hands and feet? 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 14 and 15. How would you have felt if you had been among those who saw the resurrected Christ? How can you know Jesus Christ was resurrected? By seeking and gaining a testimony. What was the Savior's resurrected body like when he visited the Nephites? 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 15. Who else will be resurrected? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 22. Alma chapter 40, verse 4. What will our bodies be like when we are resurrected? Alma chapter 11, verses 43 through 45. Alma chapter 40, verse 23. You might mention that any disabilities or infirmities we might have will be for this earth life only. We will be made whole and perfect in the resurrection. How is the Book of Mormon a scriptural witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Why does Heavenly Father want us to have both the Bible and the Book of Mormon? 2 Nephi chapter 29, verse 8. Since most of us have not seen the resurrected Jesus Christ as the apostles and the Nephites did, how can we gain a knowledge of the resurrection? From the Scriptures and the Holy Ghost. Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Explain that Jesus Christ wants each of us to know that he was resurrected and is still alive today. Ask the children why they think Jesus wants us to know this. Their answers might be similar to the following ones. To give us the peace of knowing that after death we continue to live, and that one day our bodies will reunite with our spirits. To motivate us to obey the commandments so we can be truly happy and live with Heavenly Father in the next life. To comfort us with the knowledge that when someone we love dies, he or she will one day live again. 2. Write on the chalkboard a word that brings to mind a recent news story or a newspaper headline. Explain your interest in the story. Ask the children what they think is the greatest news ever announced to the world. List the children's responses on the chalkboard. Discuss what would be different if these events had never occurred. Why is the news that Jesus Christ was resurrected the greatest news ever told? What would happen if the resurrection had not occurred? Read and discuss 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 19 through 22. 3. Sing or read the words to Did Jesus Really Live Again? Children's Songbook, page 64. You may also use He Sent His Son, Children's Songbook, page 34, or Jesus Has Risen, Children's Songbook, page 70. Conclusion, testimony, testify that the Book of Mormon is a scriptural witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Testify that because of the Savior's love for us, he willingly suffered and died for each of us. His resurrection made it possible for all people to live again. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 3 Nephi chapter 11 verses 8 through 17 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 45. The Book of Mormon is a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Easter.